Will the House please come to order? Will the members please indicate their presence by voting? Has any member failed to vote? The clerk may take the roll.
35 members present.
We have a quorum to conduct business. Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, Representative Szymanski and Furness are excused from the call today. Also, Representative Collins is excused from the call, but I note her presence in the chambers.
Our chaplain today is the Honorable Dr. Walter Zoboloff of Tenakee Springs. Would you all please stand for Dr. Zoboloff?
May we look to God in prayer. Our God, we are grateful for this moment which exposes our inner self to the glory of your greatness. We are happy and humbled to be here and call upon you to keep us at our best and not to be better than others, but to be better than ourselves. In the midst of busy days which crowd upon us with increasing demands, your good word reminds us to be quick to listen, but slow to speak, and slow to become angry. We pray for clearness of vision, soundness of judgment, courage of conviction, and confidence in what you can do through each of us. Our God, as we think of who we are, we marvel at the many experiences through which you have protected and strengthened us, and for the gift of life, we thank you. We stand in silent prayer that you might hear our innermost desires. Again, bless us this day and the many who look to us for a productive service. We pray in the Master's name. Amen.
Representative Cotton.
Mr. Speaker, as a former Tenakee resident, I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Is there any objections to the prayer being spread on the journal? So ordered. Thank you, Doctor.
Well, you said I really had it.
Will the clerk at this time please certify the journal for the first and second day?
There is a correction to the journal for the second day. The House committee meeting schedule was not mentioned under the announcements, and it will appear under separate cover. With this correction, the journal for the first and second day is certified in House Supplement Number 1 and 2 and Joint House Senate Supplement Number 1.
Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the journal for the first and second days and supplements as certified and corrected be approved.
Are there any objections to the corrected journal? Let them stand approved. Do we have any guests for introduction today? Representative Taylor.
Yes, Mr. Speaker, thank you. It's my honor to address the House today and ask that they give a little recognition to some beautiful constituents of mine that have traveled up here all the way from the tent city of Wrangell. This is the fifth year that the community of Wrangell has had a tent city celebration commemorating the days of the gold rush when over 10,000 miners camped in tents along the banks of the Stikine. And four of the ladies of the line have consented to be here with me today. I'd like to introduce them to you and welcome you each to participate, though I know the session is going to make our time short, and come to Wrangell for the 25th through the 27th of January and join with us in this fifth year of our celebration. those ladies would please rise. On the first lady on my left is my lovely wife, Kate Taylor. Next to her is Judy Daniels. And next to Judy Daniels is Lorraine Buness, also known as Fifi. And on the far end is LaDonna Schiltz. And it's my understanding they're also going to be dining with the executive branch at lunch today, and I couldn't talk them out of that.
We won't hold it against them.
Oh, thank you, Your Honor. Thank you.
Are there any more guests for introduction? Representative Herman.
Mr. Speaker, in Gallery A, I'd like to introduce Mike Zahara from St. Paul Island in the Pribilofs.
Representative Kaponin.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In Gallery A, I'd like to introduce Willie Lewis of the Laborers Union, AFL-CIO.
Any further guests for introduction? Do we have any messages from the governor?
No, Mr. Speaker.
Any messages from the Senate?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Do we have any other communications for this body to consider?
The following reports have been received. A letter from Gerald Wilkerson, Legislative Auditor, transmitting the 1984 report of the Legislative Budget and Audit Committee, both unabridged and condensed versions of the report. A letter from Judith Wheats, Director of State and Local Affairs of the Children's Defense Fund, transmitting a guide to the changes in the Deficit Reduction Act of 1984, which affect aid to families with dependent children. A letter from Larry Crawford, Executive Director of the Alaska Power Authority, transmitting the audit of the APA's financial records for the fiscal year 1984. The REAA report to the legislature, the report of the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics, and a copy of the State of Alaska Boards and Commissions book. These reports are all on file in the clerk's office. I have no further communications, Mr. Speaker.
Reports of standing committees?
I have none, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of citations and resolutions.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1 by Zemanski, relating to requesting a speed zone on Seward Highway.
Transportation referral. If I may here, for the body's information, the bills will be held on the clerk's desk for an hour after adjournment. Use the green sheets.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 2 by Phillips, relating to background checks on school district employees who come into contact with children.
Health, education, and social services, judiciary, and finance.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 3 by Pettijohn, proposing an amendment to the uniform rules establishing quorum requirements for joint sessions.
Judiciary and Rules Committee.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 4 by Larson and Phillips, relating to the highway between Aklutna and Palmer.
Transportation and Finance Committee.
House Joint Resolution Number 9 by Collins, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to the terms of legislators.
State Affairs and Judiciary Committee.
House Joint Resolution Number 10 by Collins, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska relating to compensation of legislators.
State Affairs, Judiciary, and Finance Committee.
House Joint Resolution Number 11 by Schultz, relating to the mineral estate in land obtained by the State of Alaska under the Alaska Statehood Act.
Resources and Finance Committee.
House Joint Resolution Number 12 by Martin, Jenkins, Maru, Hanley, Furness, Pinyalberry, and Pettijohn, proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Alaska prohibiting the imposition of state personal income taxation, state ad valorem taxation or real property, or state retail sales taxation without the approval of the voters of the state.
Judiciary and Finance Committee.
I have no further resolutions for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
Introduction of first reading and reference of bills.
Sponsor substitute for House Bill 5 by Grunberg, Gall, Davis, Kopanen, and Navarre. An act establishing an asbestos health hazard abatement program and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education and Social Services, Labor and Commerce, Finance Committee.
House Bill 54 by Collins. An act relating to penalties in education for persons convicted of driving while intoxicated and refusal to submit to a chemical test.
Health, Education and Social Service, Judiciary and Finance Committees.
House Bill 55 by Collins. An act relating to licensed premises.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary and Finance Committee.
House Bill 56 by Collins. An act relating to motor vehicle insurance.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary and Finance Committee.
House Bill 57 by Grunberg and Kopanen. An act making special appropriations for an asbestos health hazard abatement program and providing for an effective date.
Health, Education and Social Services, Labor and Commerce, Finance Committee.
House Bill 58 by Cato and Grusendorf. An act relating to the fisheries business tax.
We are going to have to hold this one until the Special Fisheries Committee is created by resolution on the calendar today, but it would be referred to Special Committee on Fisheries, Resources, and Finance Committee.
House Bill 59 by M.M. Miller and Duncan, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Parks for the Youth Hostel Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
This, too, will be held on the clerk's desk until the creation of the Special Committee on State Loans, then referred to Resources and Finance Committee.
House Bill 60 is being held for the governor's budget. House Bill 61 by M.M. Miller, an act relating to loans for youth hostels.
Held on the clerk's desk for the House Special Committee on State Loans, Resources, and Finance Committee.
House Bill 62 with the governor's letter by the Rules Committee by request of the governor. An act relating to the payment of prevailing.
The list I have doesn't seem to be familiar with what.
Brief at ease. Would the clerk continue to go through the introduction of first reading and referral of bills?
House Bill 62 by the Rules Committee by request of the governor. An act relating to the payment of prevailing wages and the payment of overtime under public construction contracts.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary, and Finance Committee.
House Bill 63 with the governor's letter and a zero fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the governor. An act relating to the plumbing code.
Labor and Commerce Committee.
House Bill 64 with the governor's letter and a zero fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the governor. An act relating to elevator safety standards.
State Affairs.
House Bill 65 by Phillips, Pinelberry, and Martin. An act relating to the composition of the Select Committee on Legislative Ethics and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Judiciary Committee.
House Bill 66 with the governor's letter and a zero fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the governor. An act relating to workers' compensation and providing for an effective date.
Labor and Commerce Committee.
House Bill 67 by Phillips. An act relating to hearsay evidence in prosecutions for certain sexual offenses and amending rules 803 and 804, Alaska Rules of Evidence, and Rule 6R, Alaska Rules of Criminal Procedure.
Health, Education and Social Services, Judiciary and Finance.
House Bill 68 by Schultz. An act relating to motor vehicle liability insurance.
Labor and Commerce, Judiciary, and Finance Committee.
House Bill 69 by Schultz. An act relating to the teacher's retirement system and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs, Finance Committee.
House Bill 70 with the governor's letter and 20 fiscal notes with analyses by the Rules Committee by request of the governor. An act relating to donation of leave by state employees and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance Committee.
House Bill 71 with a letter from the governor by the Rules Committee by request of the governor. An act making a special appropriation to the Alaska Permanent Fund and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
House Bill 72 with a governor's letter and a fiscal note by the Rules Committee by request of the governor. an act relating to municipal government and providing for an effective date.
Community and Regional Affairs, Judiciary, and Finance Committee.
I have no further bills for introduction, Mr. Speaker.
This brings us to the consideration of the daily calendar. Will the clerk please read the first item of today's calendar?
House Resolution Number 1 by the Rules Committee, establishing a House Special Committee on State Loans. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Question. You want to take a roll? Representative Clarkson.
Mr. Speaker, just to clarify, a House resolution does not have to go from second to third reading. We are in the process of amending now. If there are no amendments, debate is appropriate at this time. I have requested a roll call vote, even though a roll call vote is not required by the rules, so that we'll all be recorded on the creation of these committees.
Does that pretty well clarify that? Do we have the question? The question is, shall House Resolution Number 1 pass the House?
I think that one's working. Just the light isn't on this one. We're hoping.
The members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed a vote? Would the clerk please close the rolls? Does any member wish to change their vote? The clerk may take the roll.
38 yeas, no nays.
House Concurrent Resolution Number 1 has passed the House.
House Resolution Number 2 by Grusendorf, establishing a House Special Committee on Fisheries.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Is there any debate?
Question.
Roll call. Roll call. The question is, shall House Resolution Number 2 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed a vote? Would the clerk please close the rolls? Does any member wish to change their vote? Would the clerk please take the roll?
38 yeas, no nays.
House Resolution 2 has passed the House.
House Resolution Number 3 by Grusendorf, establishing a House Special Committee on Oil and Gas. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
No amendments. Any debate? The question is, shall House Resolution Number 3 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk, please close the rolls. Does any member wish to change his or her vote? The clerk may take the roll.
38 yeas, no nays.
House Concurrent Resolution 3, or House Resolution 3, has passed the House.
House Resolution Number 4 by Grusendorf, establishing a House Special Committee on Telecommunications. I have no amendments on my desk, Mr. Speaker.
Is there any debate? The question has been called for. Shall House Resolution Number 4 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? Would the clerk please close the rolls? Does any member wish to change their vote? The clerk may take the roll.
38 yeas, no nays.
House Resolution 4 has passed the House.
Mr. Speaker, can we have a brief at ease?
Brief at ease. Order. On the daily order of business, we are now under unfinished business. And at this time, I would like to make the appointments to the special committees that were created today by this body. On the Special Committee of State Loans, Representative Sund will chair that committee, Representative Cotton, Representative Fuller, Representative Duncan, and Representative Euling. On the Special Committee of Oil and Gas, to be chaired by Representative Davis, Representative Sund, Representative Cotton, Representative Szymanski, Representative Porcho, Representative Pignelveri, and Representative Maru. Under the Special Committee of Telecommunications, Representative Boucher will chair that, with Representative Wallace, Representative Davis, Representative Gull, Representative Thompson, Representative Pignelberry, Representative Collins. Special Committee on Fisheries, to be chaired by Representative Gull, will be Representative Hurley, Representative Binkley, Representative Thompson, Representative Navarre, Representative Jenkins, and Representative Maru. Do we have any other business under unfinished business? Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Yes, with concurrence of the co-chair and of the speaker, I would request that House Bill 37 be waived from the Resource Committee. It's an act making a special appropriation to the city of Palmer for festive events of some kind.
Representative Schultz, what are the other referrals on that? Do you have that?
The resources and finance.
Other, Representative Martin? Brief at ease. We'll remain at ease. Please come back to order. Are there any objections to the waiving of House Bill 37 from the Resources Committee? If not, I will give it the referral to State Affairs and then to Finance. Any other unfinished business? Okay, that brings us down to announcements, announcement of committee meetings. Representative Sun.
Mr. Speaker, the Special Committee on Loans will have an orientation meeting tomorrow morning at 10:30 in the House Judiciary Committee room, and we have some people from the Department of Commerce to review some loan programs that they have.
Representative Cato.
Mr. Speaker, the House Transportation Committee will meet tomorrow, 7 a.m., with Commissioner Knapp on an overview of the Department of Transportation. Thank you, sir.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, the House Committee on Judiciary will meet today at 1:30 p.m. for an overview of the Alaska court system. Representatives of that system will be present. And tomorrow we'll have a similar overview of the Attorney General's Office, the Department of Law.
Representative Hurley.
The State Affairs Committee will meet this afternoon.
for the briefing from Personnel Classification Study by Frank Ray, and tomorrow at the same appointed hour at 3 o'clock on campaign financing, a brief review by Senator Fisher.
Representative Gull.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The House Community and Regional Affairs Committee will meet at 3 p.m. today in the Barron's Building for a departmental overview in room 209. The Special Committee on Fisheries has been invited by the House and Senate Resources Committee to join them in the briefings of the Department of Fish and Game. That will be held today at 1:30, the first one, in Senate Resources.
Representative Davis.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. Special Committee on Oil and Gas will meet on Friday at 3:30 in the House Finance Room. It will be a short informational meeting.
The
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Collins.
Thank you. I've been waiting for some time. I'd like to announce that there's going to be an informal meeting of the Anchorage House members for the purpose of organizing the Anchorage Caucus tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the House Finance Committee Room. Thank you.
Representative Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The revenue projection oversight hearing for this afternoon at 1:30 has been canceled. We've rescheduled that to Friday after the governor's budget message. Also on Friday at 1:30, we're going to include the governor's budget overview with Jay Hogan of OMB.
Representative Fuller.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The Legislative Council meeting for Thursday has been canceled, awaiting the organization of the other side.
Representative Schultz.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The resources will meet Friday at 8:30 in the morning. That's the time that the Resource Committee will meet all throughout the session. We also have, and this will just be a chance to meet, introduce ourselves, and go over the procedures of how the committee is going to be operated. Wednesday and Friday of next week, we will begin hearing bills. The first bill that we'll hear is HJR 8 and HB 7, and you probably won't have a chance to get those bills on the Resource Committee until maybe a couple of days prior to these meetings. HJR 8 is an act relating to the allocation of the Gulf of Alaska sablefish harvest by the North Pacific Fishery Management Council. And HB 7 is an act relating to the release of confidential records and reports of the Division of Fish and Wildlife Protection. From that time on, we plan on scheduling our meetings Monday, Wednesday, and Friday all the way through. So hopefully this is just the beginning, and we'll be able to get the bills in resources and out in a very expeditious and thorough manner, unless announced otherwise, of course. The Resource Committee meeting and the Special Committees, Fishery and Oil and Gas, have received a letter of invitation to join the Senate in some of the hearings and briefings that are going on over there, and I would encourage everyone to try to attend those to be brought up to speed on things. Thank you.
Representative Ringsted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Now that we've got most of the heavy stuff over, I just got a little announcement here that I noticed on our little boards that show us our seating chart. Somebody seems to think that I live in Anchorage, and lest there be any confusion, I still live in Fairbanks.
We have been watching you closely. Any other announcements here? I have some unfinished business that has to be completed. Over the last couple of days, we've held several bills on the clerk's desk for the creation of these special committees. And at this time, I'd like to officially have the clerk read them over, and then we can refer them.
House Bill 4 by Euling, an act relating to debt of the state, its agencies, and municipalities, and providing for an effective date.
The House Special Committee on State Loans and Finance Committee.
House Bill 16 by Euling and Jenkins, an act relating to loans or grants for mobile home relocation and providing for an effective date.
The Special Committee on State Loans and Finance Committee.
House Bill 58 by Cato and Grusendorf, an act relating to the Fisheries Business Tax.
House Special Committee on Fisheries, Resources, and Finance Committee.
House Bill 59 by M.M. Miller and Duncan, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources, Division of Parks, for the Youth Hostel Loan Fund and providing for an effective date.
To the House Special Committee on State Loans, Resources, and Finance Committee.
House Bill 61 by M.M. Miller and Duncan, was that? An act relating to loans for youth hostels.
Special Committee on State Loans, Resources, and Finance Committee.
I have no further bills, Mr. Speaker.
Mr. Speaker.
Representative Duncan.
Can we have it at ease, please?
At ease. We have House Bill 51 that a special committee would be dealing with. Would the clerk please read that?
House Bill 51 by Duncan, Sund, and Maru. An act requiring banks to pay interest on money in reserve accounts held in connection with mortgage loans.
Refer to the House Special Committee on State Loans and Finance Committee. Do we have any other further announcements? Representative Martin.
Mr. Speaker, on the announcement, thank you. I'd like to announce our first birthday boy of the year, Representative Roger Jenkins from the beautiful town of Spinard. He'll be, I don't know how old he'll be tomorrow.
Representative Grunberg.
I'd like to add my congratulations to my co-delegate, but to remind everybody, it's also Upper Midtown as well as Spinard, and we're very proud.
You want to say a few words, Representative Jenkins? You've got a very nice birthday suit on.
I wanted to say a few words, and I'm going to say a few words. Thank you for the opportunity. However, Representative Martin failed to inform the body that he, too, indeed, has a birthday tomorrow, January 17th. We haven't decided quite yet whether we're twins or not, but we'll decide that later. And congratulations are also in order, or whatever.
If I may, for the information of the body here, I know some of you are very disappointed, but at one time we were all afraid that each one of us would be able to celebrate our birthday in this chambers. Under further announcements, under the provision of the law, Alaska State Statute 24.05.120, the uniform rules of the previous legislative body will serve as the temporary rules of the current legislature until the permanent rules are adopted. One last announcement from the chair. The state of the budget address will be at 12 o'clock tomorrow at noon on Thursday, January 17th. Please be in the chambers for the call to order at about 11:45, and our adjournment motion will be for 11:45. Any further announcements of committee meetings, special events? Representative Larson?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Speaker. I could announce the response from the Senate. As you know, you directed Representative Hewling and myself to go over to the Senate and to give them the information that the House had organized, and we were ready to do business, which we did. And we also extended to them our full cooperation for the coming session. And the response from the other body was a very kind thank you.
Thank you, Representative Larson. And Representative Phillips. Any further announcements? Special orders. Any special orders? Remember, it takes 2/3 vote. Representative Clarkson.
If there are no special orders. I move and ask unanimous consent that the House be adjourned until 11:45 a.m. Thursday, January 17th.
Adjourned.